be asked about it, and we thought we'd preempt that, and we consulted our members, and this is our opinion, that people vote with their conscience, and Catholicism has a long tradition of upholding the right of conscience, and you will know that in our statement we quoted Cardinal Ratzinger, who said that conscience was paramount. And Catholicism has a long history of people who followed their conscience, which didn't necessarily mean following church, the given church line.
You know, people might say, well, it's unusual for an organisation called We Are Church to say that, when people might be used to hearing messages from maybe the Archbishop or the bishops. You know, they'll put out a message that's quite clearly, you know, saying don't vote to repeal, don't repeal the eighth.
Well, the name of our organisation is We Are Church, and we are all church, and non-ordained people are the vast majority. And why should we not give out a statement? Most of us are lay people. We have lived experience of marriage and family. And why would we not have an opinion and state our opinion on this very important question?
I suppose a lot of people, when it comes to voting with their conscience, you know, what's maybe going to be driving them is their experience rather than church doctrine.
Well, I think it's a combination. Of course, one's lived experience is hugely important and forms your view. We listen to church people, medical people, I guess the media influences us. But at the end, the decision is conscience. And as I say, that is the Catholic tradition, that conscience is paramount. And conscience is the final decider. So,
will that be confusing for people? Because if they're struggling with their own conscience and they're not really sure, and I think studies have shown that when it comes to the issue of the eighth and repealing the eighth, that a lot of Irish people are in quite a grey area. They're not really in the niche categories that we tend to assume, you know. So people are struggling with the issue and they're struggling with their conscience.
Yes, I think a lot of people struggle with the question, of course. It is hugely important. And surely it's good to struggle. It's a way of saying, yes, it's important. I really want to make the best decision. And we're not suggesting to people that they vote one way or the other. What we are saying is, go with your conscience and listen to that voice. And in doing that, you are not putting yourself outside Catholic teaching in any way. Because this is central, that conscience is paramount.
Mm. Yeah, and you know, and yet for a lot of Catholics, they would say, well, it is putting you very much outside Catholic teaching, because the teachings on this are so clear from Catholicism.
What we're talking about is the Eighth Amendment in the Irish Constitution, whether that should be repealed or not. So we're saying about this question, vote with your conscience. This isn't saying, it's saying no more. We put it in 83, do we want to keep it or do we want to remove it? And a lot of us, including myself, think, yes, remove it. It's not helpful putting it into the Constitution. And at the time of putting it in, very many people warned against putting it in. I think one of those people was the late Peter Sutherland, who surely was a wonderful Catholic. So that's what the referendum is about. Do you want to keep the Eighth Amendment or not?